what was said at Faith Camp and the significance of these things for us here at Kingdom Faith, because God was doing things that are going to have repercussions for us in the coming months and years. For me, it was a very busy camp. I mean, camp is always busy. This is one of the busiest. But I've never returned from camp feeling so fresh as I did this year. And I think that was the evidence of what God was doing in the meetings. Let me start with talking about the ministry that Anselm brought. What happened before he came was very significant, because it was preparing the way for what God was going to do through his ministry. And we were really sharing with everybody the kind of things that God has been saying to us here in Kingdom Faith in recent months, that the Lord has put his kingdom within us, which means he rules over us and in us and through us, and that we are to exercise the authority of the kingdom. And therefore, we exercise authority over our own lives, over our minds, over our bodies. We're to exercise authority over our circumstances, and so on. We've learned all this, and I've and others have been up here preaching this kind of thing, not just in the last few months, but for years. And we hear these messages about exercising God's authority, and usually at the end of the message, we will stand up and for about 5 minutes, we exercise his authority over some issue in our own lives, personally or corporately. But what happened with the sessions that Anselm led is this man stood up, and for about an hour and a quarter each of his messages, he exercised authority. He didn't just talk about it. He got everybody doing it. And of course, it was very, very African in style. And the style was a bit much for a few people. But the vast majority of people loved it. But I think, you see, because it was so different, people found themselves doing what they'd heard they needed to do. I mean, if you belong to Kingdom Faith, you've been hearing this stuff for years, or for as long as you've been part of Kingdom Faith. But suddenly everybody was on their feet, and often spontaneously on their feet, doing it. And just to be in an environment where we could all do it, I mean, he was not just doing it on behalf of people. He's getting everybody to exercise authority. Now, the first session, I think, was an absolutely key time, because he spoke about removing the invisible spiritual barriers that stand in the way, and how all of us, if we don't remove those spiritual barriers, will be restricted, and that God had showed him that this was what he needed to bring, because his people were being restricted in so many ways that were totally unnecessary. And so everybody was, I mean, we were up and down like yo-yos, weren't we? And sometimes, you know, he was saying, is anybody going to stand up and declare this? And at other times, you know, everybody was standing up before he got to tell us to stand up and declare it. So, you know, it was a liberating time. And I felt sorry for the people that just thought, this is not very British, you know, and all that kind of stuff. It got nothing to do with that. It's kingdom. It wasn't really African. It was kingdom, you see. But in Nigeria, in the revival areas of Nigeria, I mean, it's like this all the time. Actually, when I go and preach there, I'm like that pretty well. I mean, not quite as far gone as Anselm, but I mean, you know, you get into the environment and you all do it, and you have and the people stand up when you preach, and they affirm it, and they shout out and they declare it, and then you come back to England, But you see, the essence of the whole thing was participation. We were doing it. We weren't just standing up at the end of the message and declaring something, but we were all doing it throughout. Now, what I believe is every single member of Kingdom Faith needs to get those four talks from Anselm, and without exception, everyone. And you need to go through them, never mind all the style, but you just need to take hold of the series of things that he got everybody doing. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to go through these again. I'm going to write down everything that he got us to do. Even though for me personally, there wasn't anything very new in what he was saying, but it was the doing of it that was important. And I thought, yeah, I need to do this afresh, you know. But don't just write down a list. As you write these things down, do them. Don't just wait till you get to the end of the message. Do them as you go through. And I tell you, there's going to be a whole new church here by September. And it wasn't just what Anselm did. You have to put it in the context of everything else that was going on at the camp. We had the plastic cup revival on Friday morning. And if there's anybody here that doesn't know what the plastic cup revival is, get the DVD of Friday morning. When I was talking really about not our relationship, I mean, it was all about the walk I was talking about, but our walk with the Lord comes out of relationship with him, just as Jesus' walk came out of relationship with the Father. And I was showing with these plastic cups the unity that we have with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit, and that everything that belongs to them belongs to us. But it's only receivable through this relationship. Now, and then we talked about what it really means to have a kingdom mindset. That the trouble with most Christians is they've got a church mindset, not a kingdom mindset. And we've got to kick the church mindset out and get a kingdom mindset. And you see, what Anselm was doing was, well, he is a man with a kingdom mindset. And he's got a big church of about 5,000 in Lagos. But the point is that it's a kingdom church. Are you there? And this is kingdom faith. Because ever since the inception of kingdom faith, I mean, I've been preaching this stuff, Caroline would tell you, for 40 years. That the trouble with the church is it's churchy and doesn't think kingdom. Jesus came with the message not of the church, but of the kingdom. Jesus hardly ever mentions church. All Jesus says about church is, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. That's all he says about church, because he came with the kingdom, not church. So, you know, we have church this, church that, and church the other, but the scripture has kingdom this, that, and the other. And so as the body of Christ, we're going to live the life of the kingdom. Now, one of the things you've heard me say over the years about authority is that you can only exercise authority in as much as you are submitted to authority. Remember me saying that? The more you are under authority, the more you will be able to exercise authority. And what you saw in Apostle Anselm, because he's recognized as an apostle in Nigeria, what you recognized in him was tremendous authority. I mean, I don't know that I've ever heard anybody preach quite with such authority as he preached. Would anybody say amen to that? I could say, you could stand on your feet and say amen, but don't. No. Now, let me tell you about Anselm the man. Now, I'm not telling you this because I want you to treat me like this. I'm just telling you what happened at the camp. Okay? When Anselm came into the first meeting, because I didn't have a chance to see him beforehand, first thing he did was bow before me and called me sir and waited for me to bless him before he would stand up. That's the humility of the man. What was he doing? He recognizes that in that environment in which he's come, I'm the one who is in authority. He was submitting to authority. See? And he either calls me sir whenever he speaks to me, or papa. I mean, he was so blessed by the message on Friday morning that when he came into the hospitality lounge where all the leaders and our guests meet, he said, "Oh, Papa, that was such an awesome word." And you see, you have this all the time. It wasn't just there that it's something that he did when he came in. It was there in his spirit all the time. Such humility. Just wonderful. Wonderful humility. But that's why on the platform he's the man of authority. He knows how to submit to authority. Now listen, I don't want you calling me sir. I don't want you coming and bowing for me. It's quite embarrassing actually when people do that kind of thing. I get used to it in Africa. But and some of you have come and done it, some of you from Africa. I understand, you know, why you do it. But what I'm getting at is it's there in the heart, you see. And I think some of us wonder, well, how can you become a man of authority like that? Well, what you see is the faith. He is expressing his faith. But Jesus said of the Roman centurion, I haven't found such faith in the whole of Israel. And the centurion knew the secret of authority, you see. He said, I am a man under authority with soldiers under me. Now, you've got the devil under you. Amen. You've got everything that is under Jesus' feet, under his feet. Yes. All those barriers that the enemy tries to put in the way can be swept away. All those negative things that afflict us and come against us, we have the power and authority to overcome. Right? Amen. But you see, he wasn't just binding and overcoming. He was getting people, especially in the last two messages, to loose, to release, to speak over their lives the goodness of God. But let me just tell you this, because I've been saying it to you for years, and perhaps now you've seen it in Anselm, you can understand what I'm talking about. That your ability to do that actually is determined by your submission first to Jesus and to the Holy Spirit, but also to those in whom the Lord places authority. It is a heart attitude. If you're in real authority to God, submission to God, you'll be in submission to man also. And then everything will be in submission to you. Are you understanding this? Hallelujah. And you know, when you're in leadership, like I've been for many years, it isn't whether somebody comes and bows or do all that. That's just outward things. It isn't whether people call you sir or anything like that. But you can tell by a person's attitude, by their words, by their actions. You can tell whether they have a heart of submission or not. Or whether actually they're rather independent, rebellious, I'm going to do things my way kind of people. Such people do not manifest the authority of God. They do things in their own strength. But if we want to really be the people God wants us to be, as one body, we need to rise up in submission to Jesus. And we need to know and believe, not that we can, but during these coming months, we are going to bring everything under submission to us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's all stand. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Right, just raise your hands for a moment. And we're going to declare some things over our own lives and over us as kingdom people. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, I am the head and not the tail. I have victory, not defeat. The enemy is under my feet because Jesus established the victory on the cross. Therefore, I have victory because Jesus gives me victory. So over my life, I declare the lordship, the rule, the reign of Jesus. Jesus, I place you right now on the throne of my life, seated in your lordship and in your majesty. And I determine right now, circumstances will not determine my life. Instead, I speak to every circumstance that is troubling me, giving me difficulty, or coming against me. And I declare right now, circumstances come into line with the purpose of God, with the truth of God. And I declare right now, breakthrough in my life, in my family, in my situations. I declare the victory of Jesus Christ. Emotions, submit right now to the Holy Spirit. Emotions, stabilize. Be led by the Holy Spirit. You are not going to determine my decisions any longer. I surrender my mind. I have the mind of Christ. I am a person of wisdom. I surrender my heart, attitudes, motives, desires. I choose to bring them under the lordship of Jesus. Body, you are a temple of the Holy Spirit. And I bring my body right now under the lordship of Jesus. Today, I honor you with my body. Spirit, submit right now to the Holy Spirit. Any contamination of my spirit with wrong attitudes, I repent right now. Get out of my life, and I thank you, Jesus, for a fresh inpouring of your Holy Spirit right now. Just raise your hands. Just thank him that he fills you afresh with the Holy Spirit. Okay, Father, I surrender to you and those in authority over me. Thank you that I can exercise the authority that I'm submitted to. Thank you for the leaders that you placed over my life. Thank you that you bless them, you honor them, and you strengthen them And I speak blessing over their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Okay. Just with all the messages from Faith Camp, one idea is that as whatever life group you're in, maybe you can all club together as a life group to buy the CDs of the week and kind of pass them round. But for me, the message of the week was Friday morning, the message that Pastor Colin brought, because he summed up the whole week as well. But if we're going to move in the things of God, then we have to have the right way of thinking. You can be told to do all sorts of things, but you have to have the right mindset and right understanding. That message that he brought was the apostolic word of the week. You know, he always brings an apostolic word at some point, and Friday morning was that word. And if any believer listens to that word, it will change the whole way they think about themselves as a Christian, the authority they have, what it means to be part of the body of Christ as a kingdom person. And if the church gets hold of that kind of thinking in this nation about being a kingdom people, there'll be a revolution in our nation. There really will be a revolution in this nation. I mean, it kicked denominationalism into touch. And we need that in this nation because there's too much, I won't use a word, there's too much stuff that goes on to do with denominationalism, streams of churches and all this, that, and the other in our nation. And God wants to raise up a kingdom people in our nation. You won't find denominations anywhere in the Bible, as we heard on Friday, but all we do hear about is kingdom, God's kingdom people. So it's going to be an exciting autumn. But the next few weeks are going to be great. Pastor Colin's going to be speaking for the next Sunday morning, a few Sunday mornings. So if you come on Sundays, your life's going to get turned around. It's going to be changed. So it's not just going to be a time of listening. It's going to be a time of active involvement. It's going to be kind of everybody coming together to affect things, see things change, release some stuff. They're going to be hours of power or times of power on the Sunday morning. Just quickly sit down, a few thanksgivings, then we're going to have the offering and just give before we finish this morning and have church news. Thank you, Lord, for my holiday in Spain. That was Chris. Where are you, mate? Welcome back.